Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to take a look at our networks. It's the second circle within our marketing channels. We talk about our marketing channels being our partners, building our referral teams, our networks, our social platforms, which gets broken into both content and conversations, getting on live, podcasts, webinars, speaking events, getting other people to promote lead magnets for you to build your audience, and retargeting. But let's focus here on this second circle, this circle of networks. Because you've got networks around you, but it's how well you are utilizing those networks, how well you treat those networks, and how well you communicate with those networks to whether your networks are actually helping you or not. So the most important thing out of all of our networks is how you treat your networks. Now that makes common sense. The better you treat someone, the more likely it is that they're going to do things for you. However, it seems to be an awful lot harder than what it really sounds. So let's take a step back. Our networks are made up of everyone that is around you. So that's everyone on your social platforms. That's everyone in your CRM. That's all your client, all your prospects, all your past clients, friends, family, distributors, staff, employees, contractors, everyone you've got a card for, everyone that sits in your phone, everyone you have ever come across is part of your network. They all have the ability to open doors for you, create partnership opportunities, and to be able to allow you to make sales. So there's a couple of key components that we always want to do with our networks. But before we get into that, there's one thing that is super important. Your networks will never help you if they feel that they are simply a transaction to you. Meaning that if the only time you speak to your networks is when you're saying, come help me, come do this for me, come buy from me, if the only time they hear from you is when you're making it about yourself, then all of a sudden, they're starting to think, well, why would I want to do anything for you? I'm certainly not going to go out of my way to create opportunities for you. So we have to ensure that with our networks, we are not being seen as a transaction. We're not being seen that the only time we speak to them is because we want something. And I've got some great examples, even just in the last week, of people who I would go absolutely nowhere out of my way to be able to help. Because the only time I hear from them is when they want something from me. So that in itself could absolutely change your business. If you just got that one little piece and you changed the way you communicated with your network, that could absolutely change things. But let's keep it going. So that I'm going to assume now that you are communicating with your network and you're actually talking to them and finding out how you might be able to help them. You're no longer a transaction to them. So the three key things that we talk about all the time are grow our networks with the right sorts of people, engage with our networks so that we don't end up being a transaction, and create conversations with our networks so that we can create opportunities with them. If we're not doing those things, then your networks are not hearing from you and therefore they're not remembering you. I say it only takes 45 days for you to be forgotten by your network. Life's busy. Everyone's got lots of stuff happening. So if you're not staying front of mind, if you're not personally engaging, if you're not creating conversations with your network, you're going to get forgotten. So let's start with grow. We have to take responsibility to grow our networks with the people we want in our networks. Don't sit back and just go, oh, I hope that the right people come into my network. I hope that the right people turn up at the event I'm going to. I hope that the right people get rid of the hope and luck strategy. It's not difficult for you to grow your networks with the exact people you want in your networks. Now, to me, the people I want in my networks are people who can buy from us, partner with us, and open doors because we've got similar networks as them. That should make up 90% of my network. The remaining 10% is my support network, people I'd go to in a crisis. So I'm sure when you look at your network right now, you probably aren't even aware is 90% of my network by partner door openers. And when you think about it and find out that they're not, it's up to you to change that network. When you've got the right sort of network, engaging with them and creating conversations with them is really easy. People find that part difficult because they don't have the right people to start with. So we need to focus growing with the right sorts of people so then we can engage. And engaging can be really simple. It's sending simple messages. It's liking, commenting, sharing on people's social posts. It's connecting your network with other people in your network. It's announcing things that your network has on. It's being active with the front of mind plan and the personal engagement plan. To think that's a 10-minute block, front of mind plan. It's a 30-minute block, personal engagement plan. So it's not as if it's something that takes days, half the day, three quarters of the day, the whole day, 10-minute block, 30-minute block, and that's it. When we use our networks effectively, it's amazing the number of opportunities that can get created. So we have one person in our network over on the west coast of the US. We haven't really had a great deal to do with them. However, I do know that we've sent a happy birthday message, that we've promoted something of theirs that they had coming up out of the blue. And they've now spoken to at least four people about an event they're coming to of ours in the coming month. That's just put four new people into that event because we simply did some nice front of mind activities. That's how simple it can be. The key is consistency. It's not just a do it every now and then, do it when I've got some time, do it when I feel like it. Your network is a living, breathing thing. See it as a person. And that's how you've got to treat it. That's how we treat it. It's not a once off and it's done. It's not a I'll do it when I feel like it. It gets done every single day without fail, because we know how important that is in building momentum and creating opportunities. Do you come across some dud people in your network? Without a doubt. And when you do, you remove them and then you've got space for another good person. Your network is always evolving. It's never just great, you're in it, done. If there's not opportunities for that person to buy, partner, or open doors, move on. Remove them from your network and put someone else in your network that you actually want to engage with. So what I want you to do from here is go back, have a look at your network. On a scale of 0 to 5, what would you rate your network? 5 being I've got perfect people in it. Every person in my network has the ability to buy, partner, open doors. 0, I've got to start taking responsibility and building my network better. Give yourself a score. How well do you engage with your network? If you're doing front of mind and personal engagement plans every day, great. You're 5 out of 5. Do you treat your network as a transaction, or do you care for them, engage with them, show them that you care about them? There's some simple little things for you to be able to reflect on. Because I'll guarantee that it's probably something in there that if your network is not creating lots of opportunities for you, there's something in those three questions that's not happening correctly. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If you're listening to this for the first time, hey, make sure you jump over to referralmarketingguru.com.au/resources. Find our resource page where there's lots of great things for you to be able to get to help you build your referral teams, use your networks more effectively, and create partnerships to fill your sales funnels. Till next time, I'll talk to you real soon.